"All right, Michael," he said quietly. "I understand your thinking, and I respect it. But if you deliver this evidence to me, then it's going to be my duty to make use of it, or at least to examine it all very carefully. You know how much insight we got into the church and the Inquisition from the files Dominic captured in Faraid. From what you're saying, these documents could tell us a hell of a lot more, if you'll excuse the language, than they did." "I realize that. It's one of the reasons I hesitated so long about giving them to you. I even considered leaving them here to be delivered to you only in the event that something did happen to me, along with a cover letter explaining what they were. In the end, though, I decided I needed to explain to you in person, and I decided that for many of the same reasons I decided to leave it with you and not Heinrich. Heinrich is my brother in God and one of my dearest friends, and he has the courage of a great dragon, yet his deepest and truest joy lies in his priesthood, in ministering to the needs of his flock. That's a great deal of what made him such a perfect choice as the Bishop of Telisburg. Well, to be honest, that and the fact that I knew I could place complete trust in his loyalty. But if I left this with him, it would put him in a most uncomfortable position. I think he would recognize the same issues I recognize, yet I can't be certain of that, and I refuse to put him in the position of carrying out binding instructions from me, which might violate his conscience as a priest. From a more practical perspective, he truly detests politics, even church politics, though he knows he has to be aware of them. Secular politics, diplomacy, and strategy are things he would far rather leave in other hands, however. Which means he's far less well-informed and aware of the imperial realities, shall we say, than you or I. He would definitely not be the best person to be evaluating the information in these files for its possible significance and value to the Empire. You, on the other hand, have a very keenly developed sense for all of those things. If there's a single person in all of Old Caris who could more accurately judge the value of this material, I have no idea who he might be. Which is why I decided to leave it with you, and to make you aware of the reasons I can't tell you exactly where they came from or who delivered them to us. I trust your discretion, and I know you'll handle them with extraordinary care. And, Steiner looked levelly into Wave Thunder's eyes, I know you won't tell a soul where you got them until and unless I give you permission to do so. The Baron wanted to argue, but he recognized an exercise in futility when he saw it. And the fact that Steiner trusted him enough to hand him something like this meant it was unthinkable that he should violate that trust. "All right," he said again, "you have my word in that regard. But on one condition, Michael." "And that condition is?" "If something does happen to you, God forbid, then I'll do what seems best in my own judgment with this evidence." Wave Thunder held Steiner's eyes as levelly as the Archbishop had just held his. "I'll do my best to protect your source, whoever it is, and I'll be as cautious as I can. But I won't accept something like this without the understanding that my own duties and responsibilities will require me to decide what to do with it if you're no longer around to make the call. Is that understood?"
"Of course," Steiner said simply.
"Good."
There were a few moments of silence, and then Wave Thunder snorted quietly.
"What?" the Archbishop asked.
"Well, it just occurred to me to wonder if you're planning on telling Caleb and Charlian about this."
"I'm not in any tearing rush to do so," Steiner said wryly. "I'm sure they'd respect the responsibilities of my office. That's not the same thing as saying they'd be happy about it, though. So, if it's all right with you, I'm just going to let that sleeping dragon lie."
As a matter of fact, Wave Thunder smiled crookedly, I think that may be the best idea I've heard all night.